It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okie dokie. It's time for the Pinky the Pig Podcast Show. Yay! And I'm Pinky the Pig, and I'm here with my very good friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you today?
I'm great, Mildred. How are you?
I'm really good, too.
I know, because we wake up in the morning, we're happy.
Yeah, we know how to do that, don't we?
Yeah, it's not that hard. You just make up your mind.
Right.
Anyway, I was learning about the Morse code. Morse code.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, yeah. Well, good for you. Well, what do you know so far?
Not much.
Come on. What did you learn so far?
Okay, well, the man who invented it, his name is Morse.
Very good. And that his name was Samuel Morse, M-O-R-S-E.
Okay.
What else have you got?
Well, it's way before you ever had the telephone or the text messages or the computer. And there was nothing. Wasn't even all that long ago when you really look at it, like in the 1800s, 1836.
Very good.
Right. And so there was no computers and no telephones. And the only way you could tell anybody in another town or another state is to ride the ponies, the horses, and the mail on the stagecoaches.
Right, because there weren't any cars then either.
I know. So you had to get the mail. You write a letter. You put it in an envelope. You send it. And it rides. It takes like days to get to somebody. It's not like an instant text message.
Right. So this gentleman, Samuel Morse.
Right.
He decided, because the Pony Express could take days.
Yeah, and it's really hard on the ponies.
Well, yeah, the men that rode the ponies, they were all like really young, like teenagers. And they had to be wiry.
What do you mean?
Well, that's the ad in the newspapers, that they would have to be wiry and young.
What does it mean, wiry?
Well, that means they're all muscle, bone and muscle. So they're not, there's no fat on them. They have to be able to go fast on a horse. And they would have these different stations set up, and they would just ride the horse as fast as they could to the next station, get a fresh horse and a fresh rider, and go to the next station and get a fresh horse and a fresh rider. And that's how they would move the mail.
Oh, brother.
So what happened was Samuel Morse, he had some really important information that he didn't get till it was really late, and he was traveling, and so that's why he developed this new technology.
Okay, right. So what he did, well, then they could build the poles with the wires on them.
Right.
Okay, what he did, he for each letter, he made a sound.
Correct.
And there was either a one little beep or a long beep.
Right. It was called a dot and a dash.
Yeah.
And they would have a machine at each end of the wire. And at the one end, he would use the little machine to make pulses of electricity. And it would signal the machine. And it would go across. And then it would come across the wire on the other end of the machine. And it would make marks on a moving paper, like a tape of paper.
Yeah, because there's a machine at each end of the wire.
Right.
Because the electric currents would be because the way he was tapping the machine.
Right. So the electric current would go across the wire.
Yeah. And so he came up with this code. Like each letter had a different combination.
Right, and his friend Alfred Vail, he helped him. Nick made this code. So each letter had a different sound, and then they would put that each letter one by one to spell out a word.
Yeah.
And it all had to do with the combination and the order of the dots and the dashes for each letter and the spaces between each letter. So there was a dot, a dash, and a space.
Okay.
And then it would go across the wire on the pole, and then it would come out the other end. It would print out the dot and the dash, you know, the short sound or the long sound, depending on the code of the letter, how many dots, how many dashes, and what order.
Yeah, maybe you have to have a good memory to figure that out.
Right, and then it would come across the wire, and it would print out the dots and the dashes on a piece of paper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mildred, and you're forgetting something really cool.
What?
The first message that he put across with the Morse code, you know, with the impulses and the spaces, you know, he spelled out each letter and then it made the words.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. The sentence. Oh, yeah. Okay, what was it, Pinky?
He said, he did impulses and it went across the wire and the dot dash and spaces come up on the other end of the wire on the machine. And it said, "What hath God wrought?"
What hath God wrought?
Yeah. What's wrought?
Wrought, that means shaped, molded. What hath God made, shaped?
Yeah, I love it. That's a great sentence.
Absolutely. And then a man named Frederick Clemens Girck, he came along and he revised the code and made it simpler.
Yeah.
And that was in 1865.
Okay.
But then, as it got to be, you still have to have the pole and the wire to get the message across with the dot and the dashes.
Yeah.
And the machine at each end.
Yeah.
Well, there was another inventor from Italy, and his name was Guglielmo Marconi.
Ah, cool name.
Yeah. And he figured out how to send the codes of the letters without the wires.
Wow!
Right. So what he did was he still had the machine at each end, but he was able to make the messages go across through the electric magnetic waves. So he was able to transmit the messages just through the air without the wire.
That guy's a genius!
Yeah, pretty much. So then it became, now they could use it across, you know, as he developed it more and more, you didn't need the wires. And now you could get those electric magnetic waves and you could communicate, and it became developed more and more. And then the ships could use it. And then when the aircraft was invented, the airplanes would use it and everyone could communicate.
And I know that the really important one that everybody needs to learn, the letters.
Oh, yeah.
Is SOS. And that means that you need help.
Right.
And the letter S is dot, dot, dot. And the letter O is dash, dash, dash.
Correct. So it would be dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot.
Correct. And it doesn't really, the letters don't stand for anything, SOS. The only reason they use that is because it was easy to remember. Dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot. So that's a really good code to learn.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So do we have time for a poem?
Well, you know what I have here is actually something that Samuel Morse, what he spoke, a quote of his.
Oh, okay. The Morse code guy.
Right. The man who invented it.
Yeah.
And he said, "Every child has a dream. To pursue the dream is in every child's hand and to make it a reality. One's invention is another's tool."
Oh, that's grape. Yeah, because he invented it and then other people use it as a tool. And we have that ability in all of us. We can create.
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank you, Mildred. That was pretty intense.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.